I'm Katie Maris, author of Earning Her Business, and I am brewing solutions with these awesome guys.
All right.
Car guys, car gals, welcome back. Yes. We are so excited to be here still with an incredible guest that is just pouring out some incredible truth on the microphone.
That's right.
You didn't get the chance to listen to any of that five liner, well, it is broke up and in the past waiting on you to go reach back to and put in your cup sip on up.
Make sure you hear it because that five liner was fire. There was a lot of great information in there. This it's a great story. She's breaking it down for you guys to really understand the women's mind, what psychology of a client is. Don't miss the five liner. That's something that's super important. But we got this fresh news. And Katie, I know you have a lot of stuff coming up. I know that, you know, currently this coronavirus has kind of probably slowed you down, but at the same time, it sped you up in a lot of other ways. I know that I believe if I'm not mistaken, you're going to release your book earlier than you anticipated. Is that correct?
So it is available for pre-order right now, and it comes out September 1st.
Where can people get that for pre-order right now?
Yeah, Amazon. It's Amazon.com, as well as Barnes & Noble. Really, any major book retailer that's online, you can find it.
I'm going to definitely get me a copy, and then I'm going to send it to you and make you sign it. Or maybe, hopefully we'll meet
We'll meet each other. Yeah. I'll be at SEMA and NADA, and I'm speaking at all those things towards the end of the year. So if you're there.
We plan on being at a lot of these things. Yes. So, you know, that's the key. We want to do that. We want to meet a lot of the people we've interviewed to definitely include you. It'd be really nice to have a sit down and do like a recap of our shows, you know, in person one. Because the whole idea of our show was to do all the stuff in person. But with the coronavirus, we've learned to adapt, use these new the technology to get people online and do that. So we planned on going to all the conferences throughout the summer, throughout the fall. And of course, that didn't happen. But no, this book is really exciting. It's people, if you haven't had a chance to get to know who Katie is, go to her website. It's Katie Maris.com. I have it. Let me put that out.
You've got it.
You can see it. Yep. Check this out. Go to her website. Check her out. It has bios on it. It talks about what she's doing, what her purpose is. It even talks about her company that she currently has and how she can help you get to the next level. And speaking of that, you know, I know that this is something you've been having, you know, your own company for a little while, but you know, you were with other people and it looks like you just recently went on 100% by yourself. Is that right?
So I've been 100% by myself for a few years now, but definitely worked with and alongside some of the greatest when I started to go, you know, dip my toes in the water of entrepreneurship for sure.
Yeah, and you're doing a great job because it's not coming off as cocky. It's not coming off as, you know, I'm the greatest. It's coming off as I want to help people. I want people to be able to understand, to give people a better experience at whatever they're doing, whether it's in the car industry, whether it's whatever you're talking about, it translates everywhere. Sales, people translate. So it's just understanding the terminology and understanding the people and their mentality. And you're doing a great job with that.
Thank you. Listen, I'm calling just human.
Yes, but you have what's called, or what I would consider, contagious confidence.
Oh,
right? There's a confidence that can be competitive.
That's very good. That's
but you have a contagious confidence that, and is literally what you're trying to do when building other people with their brand and their experience, is having confidence to even do it, just to step up and give it a try. Step up and try to challenge yourself. And you're doing it in a confident way that becomes contagious. It's one thing for everybody to listen to one person in a room, be the great person inside of the room. It's another thing for you to leave that room greater because of the person that displayed their light before the entire audience, you know, or the show
for
or the one person you're in front of. And again, it's contagious confidence that Katie has. That might be, I don't know, the next book. That might be her next show.
Maybe.
It might be her next whatever she wants to do. She has contagious confidence.
And there's something about that. There's something about, like, because I'm sure you're like anybody else. Right before you get on stage, you probably get a little bit of that flutters. You know, you're like, okay, I'm getting ready to go.
A lot. I get so nervous.
I can imagine. I've been there. I know what it's like. But not at the level you have, but I've been there and I know I do. It's a really unnerving feeling, especially when you don't know these people. You're like, how are they going to come off? Are they going to like what I have to say? You know, am I going to stumble through my words? But then you do it. Even if you stumble through your words, even if you mispronounce stuff, at the end of it, you realize, wow, that was amazing. But that confidence comes out because there's something inside of you. You have this, you know, it's like It's like Rocky Balboa going into a ring and just taking these things and just keeps going. You know, it's, you just have that in you. You don't matter how many hits that come at you, you understand that I have the right, I'm doing this for the right purpose. I have confidence.
Well, that's what it is.
I'm talking about the right stuff.
It's doing it for the right purpose.
It's what I love. It's me.
I'm out to just help people. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And I was, you know, I'm just a huge, I'm not amazing. I'm really not. Anybody's amazing. Anybody can be amazing. I'm just a human. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to be a human helping human. I'm just willing to take a little bit more risk to put myself out there. And that's all it is. Like, I mean, everybody has a story. Everybody has something they can share that will help someone else. I'm just one of the few that, you know, decided to share my story, decided to be vulnerable, decided to be, I mean, I'm so self-deprecating on stage. It's not even funny. I make fun of myself all the time. I'm literally just another girl helping other humans. That's all I am. And I'm, that's really it.
And it's cool that you're like that. And I'm glad that you're telling that to people, because a lot of people will see, like, you know, you see the confidence on stage, you hear you talk, you see your videos, and it comes, and not that you come off cocky, you come off as, I'm not worried about this, everything's right. good. But we all know, and just like us, mm-hmm. we watch our own videos, we go back, we're like, oh my God, I said y'all too much. I kept saying, I said
literally too many times or whatever it is,
you kind of. But we're our own worst critics. Everybody is their own worst critics. I believe that you're also the only competition you have is with yourself. And with yourself, what I mean that is you can strive. You can see this person mm-hmm. on stage. Oh, this person's got a podcast and he does a great job. Glenn Lundy, for example. I love Glenn mm-hmm. Lundy.
No, Glenn lives, is awesome.
He lives an hour away from us.
I was starstruck when I met him at NADA this year. I stopped him and I said, Glenn, I need to meet you. I was like, I need to know who you are. But no, he's amazing. He's fantastic.
He is. And he's one of the hardest working guys doing what he does. And that inspires me. Yeah. So, but that, mm-hmm. you know, I don't compare myself to him at all. Do I look at him and mm-hmm. look for like mentorship and see what he's doing to kind of judge about what I should be going towards? Mm-hmm. Yes. But I do it completely different than him, but I do get inspired.
Yeah, you're true to yourself.
But he's not my competition. My only competition is me. It's like, I have to wake up every single day and be better than I was yesterday. I have to be better than I was 2 minutes ago. That's the only thing I have to be better than. I don't have to be better than Glenn. I don't have to be better than, you know, Joe Rogan's podcast. It's not about that. It's about how much better can I be today? How much better mm-hmm. is this show going to be better than the last show? You know, and that's all I need to worry mm-hmm. about. And if you can worry about and focus on yourself, it's like on that level. You know, I'm not talking about what mm-hmm. you're producing when you're helping people. When you work on yourself and you're constantly like, look, I'm in growth mode. I'm only thinking about growing. Even if it's just a little bit, you know, it's all that matters. You don't have to worry about
it. As I used to drive into some of my corporate jobs, I would, you know, I'd get in the car, it'd be an hour commute, you know, that the 45-minute commute. I live in the city. I'd always ask myself, well, how am I going to be 1% better today? Just that 1%. Like, what am I going to do? Just that little bit. And
that's it.
And every day I believe we can be a little bit better, but we don't need to stress mm-hmm. ourselves and be the best. We just need to wake up and realize it's a new day, feel blessed that we have this opportunity to be a little bit better and just focus on how you can do that.
That's right.
And never
move on to your goals.
In competition with being that part of being best, right? So there is a motivation you have mm-hmm. in there and being the best version of you, right? But not mm-hmm. being the better than the person next to you. I'm not in
an effort to
be better than the person next to me. They need to be the best version of them. I am never going to be as incredible as Katie. And Katie is never going to be as incredible as Lou at being Lou.
But
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm going to be me, and we're going to each make each other better by being the best version of ourselves. You know what I mean? And that's ultimately what we want to get to, is brewing solutions with people that are those type of solutionaries.
No doubt.
That have the heart to say, hey, look,
no doubt.
Let me give you the confidence to be the best version of you. If you can take anything away from this talk, if you can take anything away from this brew, take away, folks, that you can be better by listening to somebody that fully understands how confident they can be in themselves. And that will unlock the door for you to be the best version of yourself.
Thank you. And that's how I said, everybody's a source of inspiration, you know, and that's just it. It's just whether or not you're willing to see that person as inspiring, and yeah. whether or not you can take a part of their message and make it your own. And like, we're always growing. If you stop growing, you might as well be dead. And
thank
so that's just.
That is the key to life, period.
It is. It really is.
you're either ready to retire and just fade off into the sunset, or do you want to have I have a feeling I'm going to be 80 years old and still like this. Gray hair, gray beard, going at it, you know. And I, not because of the money, because I want to constantly grow. The money is going to come, but it's about constantly growing. I don't want to sit there and just fade off into the sunset. I want to enjoy life. I want to help other people enjoy life. And I want everyone around me just having a good time, you know. And that's everything, you know. And Katie, I appreciate you coming on this morning on the show.
Thank you.
I know that we've been doing this now for about an hour and 40 minutes, and I appreciate every minute. I know time is the most valuable commodity in the world.
So
your time means a lot to us, and we appreciate you giving us that.
Thank you so much. Your time means a lot to me. Thank you for finding interest in me. That's incredible.
What's interesting about you is that you have something that car guys and car gals can take advantage of. And your target audience is car guys. So we want to make sure that you all have the opportunity to get what it is that she's brewing up. Put it in your cup.
Sip it up.
Don't get bitter. You get better. And for somebody like Katie, whose life is an example of everything works together for the good. And she is making sure to make that brew in the lives of others. And we're so honored to have you here today.
Gosh.
So thankful for this fresh new segment. Again, folks, go back and listen to what it was that she spoke about inside of all those five liners. And you're going to
get her book.
Love that. Get that book.
Earn her business.
Get the book. Check
Earning
it out.
Her business. You better make sure you do that.
Boom.
It's right there. If you guys want to pre-order it, it's on Amazon right now. Seriously, I'm ordering mine as soon as we get off the phone. I mean, as soon as we get off of here, I'm ordering it. And then I'm telling you, I'm going to hold you to a signature, and I want a personalized message in that thing. And I'm looking forward to it. Katie, is there anything else you want to say before we get off here today?
Nothing. Honestly, thank you. You guys are amazing. And if anybody, I believe time is the most valuable commodity, just like you. And I believe that anybody who spent the time listening to me, I have to thank them, because I thank you for spending that time and developing yourself and believing that I have something to give you. And if anybody, we're friends now, anybody who listens, so direct message me, reach out to me on my website.